What you're about to hear is a world-famous phone tap from Elvis Duran and the Morning Zoo. New phone taps are heard every weekday morning on Z100 in New York and Y100 in Miami at 720 and 920.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Zoo.
Don't answer the phone.
Phone tap.
All right, let's get into it. Today's phone tap is very unique. Mm. Today, Dave Brody does an Indian man.
Ooh.
Calling a man who is Irish.
Oh, no.
What?
Yeah, it's true. And, man, they go at it. Talk about two cultures clashing.
Mm. Uh-oh.
Let's see what happens. Here's what happens with the email. This is how it all became a phone tap. This letter came in saying, "Dear Elvis in the Morning Zoo, my boyfriend Barry and I are both from Ireland, and we had our first child a few months ago. Because it's a state law, the baby's parents must be married. We weren't able to get Barry's name on our child's birth certificate. This makes Barry very upset. We've sent numerous requests to change this. We're still waiting to hear back from the state. Why don't you call Barry from the state, tell him that, well, for whatever reason, we can't add his name to the birth certificate until he has to jump through some hoops. Fiery, fiery hoops.
Ooh.
We both listen every day, so you may need to disguise your voice. This comes to us from the baby's mama, Geraldine. All right, Geraldine is phone tapping her boyfriend, Barry, about their little kid and the birth certificate. Dave Brody calling Barry as a state representative. Geraldine will join in on the call later on. Let's listen in to today's very twisted phone tap.
Hello?
Hello, please. I'm calling to speak with Mr. Barry, please.
Yeah, this is him.
My name is Ahmed. Ms. McCann has requested that we put your name on the birth certificate, but we cannot put your name on it.
Why is that?
First of all, we have no way of knowing if you are actually the father.
Yeah, well, I've signed all these papers in the hospital before the baby was discharged. And when the birth check came back, my name wasn't on it.
Yes, that's because you are not married. This is the way it happens here in America. I don't know.
Right. So tell me what I need to do.
There is no possible way that this Miss Geraldine person could not have been with anyone else, please.
Huh?
Is it 100%? Because we get this all the time, and then we do the DNA test, and then you're not the father. So I'm asking you now so I can check off the little box. I have a questionnaire I have to ask you.
It's 100%. 100%. Go on to the next question.
All right. Well, don't listen. If you want your name on the birth certificate, we will go at my pace, okay? I don't know.
Tell me what I need to do to get my name on the birth chart. I don't need this.
At what point do you plan on marrying this woman?
None of your business. Next question.
Excuse me, sir, that is the question on here I have to ask you.
Yeah, I'm after answering it.
Well, then I don't have to put your name on the birth certificate.
You asked me to answer the question. I'm after answering the question. Go on to the next one.
Okay, so you're telling me I should put down you're not going to marry this woman, yes?
None of your business. I said the next question. No, you're after answering the question for you. So go on to the next one.
Smarty McPants, listen to me. If you're going to have more children, I have to know because you're going to...
Hold on a second. I can't understand your broken English. Your English is very bad. Put someone else on the phone.
Listen, my English is better than your English.
Where are you from?
I am from India. Where are you from?
Yeah, India. Put someone else on the phone, will you?
Oh, now you have a problem with India. Where the hell are you from? You're not an American.
Yeah, you're right. You're a proper genius, aren't you? Put someone else on the phone, will you?
You don't sound like somebody who should be anybody's father. I'm trying to help you here.
And where's your father, tell me? Out in the paddy field, is he picking rice or something? Put someone else on the phone.
Now, I'm going to ask you again. Are you planning on having any more children out of wedlock, please?
I might and I might not.
Okay, fine. So I put down that, yes, you're going to have more bastard children. Is that what I'm going to say, yes?
Huh? Say that again?
You know, I am pretty good at the world geography, and you sound to me like you're Irish. If you're Catholic...
You're not very good at the English.
I am doing
your English is very broken. You're mixing up your words and everything.
No wonder she doesn't want to marry you, okay? Now I understand.
Yeah, you're probably right, Just go on to the last question, will you, for f***'s sake?
Oh, excuse me.
You're the one that said religion. Go on to the last question, you annoying bastard, will you?
Potato eater.
What?
Yes, you with the small schwankies. Everybody knows about the Irish.
You don't know who you're talking to, you stupid. Go on to the last question, will you, please.
I need to know, since you are not planning on marrying this woman, are you a citizen of the...
I didn't say that, you stupid.
If you're going to marry her, then when are you planning on marrying her?
Oh, well, you ask the questions and I'm answering the things. Don't you put you... Should you... I tell you what, you write down whatever you want and all the answers. How's that?
That's fine.
That's fine, is it?
Yeah. No, I want...
Mahatma Gandhi. Are you finished now, are you?
I'm not going to put your name on the birth certificate.
I don't give a because I'm going to ring back and get someone else.
Listen, Cracker, there's nobody else here but me.
Cracker, huh?
Yes, Mick Cracker.
Your head. You're very racist, boy.
I ask you again, if you're so Catholic, why are you having the bastard children out of wedlock?
bastard children, huh?
Yes, it's supposed
to
be...
How many children have you?
I've got four.
How many wives have you?
I've got one.
I tell you, every day you should get down and pray to Allah or Abba or who the f*** you ever pray to. And thank God that you have one wife, for f*** sake.
You are the dumbest man I've ever spoken to.
So, does your wife have a dot in her head, does she?
It is a sacred marking, yes, my friend, yes.
It's a sacred marking.
Yes, like freckles and a beer bottle in your hand. Yes, your people have a very proud people, yes. Yes.
Is your question finished, is it?
No, I need to know, was this a planned pregnancy?
Jesus Christ Almighty.
Look, I'm just going down the questions on the form. Don't yell at me.
Is this the last question, is it?
Do you have any kind of hereditary illnesses or diseases in your family?
Yes, I have all the diseases I caught from your whore of a wife.
Okay, so there you go.
Put that down, yeah?
At least I have a wife. I care enough to marry her before I have little immigrant children walking around. I am proud to be an American. Can you say the same?
Yeah, you're proud to be American with a stupid of an accent. I don't hear too many Americans talking like that, do you?
You sound like a leprechaun. That's
good
what
luck.
You sound like.
Yeah, I tell you, leprechaun.
Listen, you Lucky Charms eating bastard.
Here you go again with your good English, isn't it? Get off the phone.
Barry, this is Dave Brody from Elvis Duran in the Morning Zoo. You've been phone tapped.
What?
Your not wife thought it would be a good idea to phone tap you.
Jesus Christ Almighty. I'm off the road. I'm in the middle of a car park here. Jesus, you're going to get me to Charlie, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead.
There you have it.
Oh, my goodness.
Another happy moment.
We just insulted everyone in the world.
Seriously.
Today.
Good grief. Welcome to Bad Accent Theater, starring Dave Brody. Well, Geraldine got one off on her boyfriend, Barry. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that guy did a really good Irish accent. That
yeah. I love when he says you need to go pray to Abba.
Dancing queen.
Mamma mia. All right. Very good, as we all pray to Abba. Phone taps. We do them every morning at 7:20 and 9:20, as close as we can get them. It's so simple. If you have an idea for a phone tap, surely you know someone who is so ripe for the picking. Someone who is extremely phone tappable. Have us do it. Or maybe you'll phone tap them and we'll listen in. Those are my favorite. The ones where you make the call and we're just a fly on the wall, because they'll trust you. They don't trust us with our bad accents. Well, sometimes they do, as you just heard. It's so simple. If you want to play a phone tap on someone, go to ElvisDuran.com and hit the phone tap link and let us know what you want to do. Like I said, phone taps every morning, 7:20 and 9:20, are as close as we can get them.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Zoo phone taps, bringing families together while tearing their homes apart.
Morning Zoo phone taps are property of Clear Channel Communications and may not be rebroadcast or reposted on any website.